Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone! I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, commenting. I really appreciate all of the love you've been sending my way and all the beautiful messages and emails I've been getting. I am so grateful for that. In today's video, I want to actually speak to you about something that I've noticed for myself and for a couple other INFJs to be true, but I'm not really sure if it's a universal INFJ thing. I think it is. It's just my theory about it, as all of my videos are. So maybe you can relate to it, maybe you can't. Let me know if you do or if you don't, and so that I can, you know, gather data for my own theories. And my theory, which is actually about theories, I believe that INFJs have a tendency to feel misplaced in this world, and this is something that all of you are aware of. You feel like, okay, what am I doing? You feel like a fish out of water when you're in this world, because it just feels like I am here, I physically do feel like I'm here, but I don't feel like I belong here, and I feel like I've been kind of dropped off onto Earth by mistake. You know, I must be from some other space or some other time or some other dimension, but I'm here right now and I'm like confused about it, right? And this is a very common thing about INFJs. This is something that really defines an INFJ. And if you're young or old, doesn't really matter. This is something that's consistently true for all INFJs. And what I've noticed for myself is from a very young age, in order to understand the world, in order to understand my place in the world, in order to understand why I'm here, I'm constantly creating theories about the world and about my place in it and about how the world functions. And it's really interesting to me because these are not theories like, oh, so yeah, the apple falls from the tree and, you know, that's gravity. It's not like that, obviously. These are just really basic theories that help me understand the world and help me make sense of the fact that, yeah, maybe the reason I'm not feeling so comfortable with the world is because of this. And these theories are mainly not things that we share with the world. We don't tell other people, oh, this is my theory about how this food works for me or how the universe works in this manner or anything. We don't tell anyone about it because these theories are meant for us and therefore only for our eyes and only for our ears. And they're basically just for us to feel more comfortable in this world and to make us be like, all right, yeah, okay, cool. This is why I don't feel comfortable in this world. I'll give you an example. Maybe that'll help a little bit more for you to understand. So recently, I'm sure you've remembered, I've done videos about this. I started reading this book and I've been reading it for a while now because it's such a deep book. It takes me a long time to read it. And the book is called Women Who Run With Wolves. It's by Clarissa Estes, Pinkola Estes. And it's a great book. If you are a woman or a man, it doesn't really matter. I really recommend that you read this book because there's a lot of archetypal dream stuff in there and a lot about how the world works and how we're in the world and how we can live better in this world. I really find it so fascinating. I love her and I'm so grateful that she's created this book for us. And so I've been reading it slowly, little by little. I've been reading it for the last almost 6 months or something, and I read a bit every few days. And recently I had this theory that I created after reading the book, and theory said something like, INFJs have this tendency to look at the world in an abstract manner. We look at the world in a dreamlike manner almost. And that's the reason why we love dreams so much. And that's why we are so much in our heads and so much in our imaginary world, because we don't really see the world as a physical reality, but we see it as a dreamlike archetypal reality. It's abstract. It's not real. It has nuances to it. We see underneath the surface. We're looking at the pranic structure or the energetic structure rather than the physical structure. And we're looking at, you know, we're looking at the things behind the illusion rather than the illusion itself. We're always looking underneath the surface. We're not actually looking straight ahead at what's going on in the world. So I'm standing here right now, obviously, and doing this video, but I'm not really standing here. And I'm in this space-time illusion, and, you know, there's all this abstract stuff going on around me. There's the air moving around me and the water in the pool moving. And all of this is something that I notice, and it creates my illusionary, imaginary, dreamlike world. It feels unreal somehow even. And that's one of the reasons why INFJs have such a hard time being in the world. Maybe I didn't explain it properly, but this is how I think about the world. And I think, as I said, the theory that I created was, I think the reason why INFJs have such a hard time being in the world is because we live in this illusionary world more than we live in the physical reality. Whereas most people, a lot of people, live in the physical reality rather than the illusionary world or the imaginary world or the archetypal world. They don't look at the world in an abstract fashion, whereas mostly INFJs are spending a lot of their time looking at the world in an abstract fashion. We don't look at the straight-on, head-on kind of thing. We look at, okay, what's around the bend? You know, what's around the corner? What is something else, something extra that I can learn about this particular thing? We might look at an ant that's just walking around, and most people are like, it's an ant. But we start thinking about, oh, so does it have parents? Does it have a family? Where is it going? Is it collecting food? Does it have a brother? Does it have a sister? Is it married? You know, we start looking at all those other, we start thinking about and looking at all those other things as well, not just, oh, it's an ant, right? And this is just one very simple example. It can get very complex in our head and very abstract, and we just kind of go into these random, weird stories. And we can spend hours and hours in this imaginary world, right? It's very easy for us to do that. This is one of my theories that I created. And so, of course, this is just one theory of many. And I noticed myself doing this, and recently, actually, I've started writing these theories down, and I realized how many theories I actually have to explain the world, explain my place in the world, explain how the world works, explain why sometimes I don't fit in with the world, or sometimes why people don't fit in with me, or why I can't keep friends, or why I keep losing friends, or why do I keep gaining friends. All of these things that are happening, I'm constantly creating theories about it, right? It's fascinating, of course, to me. I'm sure no one else really cares that much about it. But I find it fascinating because these theories really help me feel at peace with the world. And I think, I'm sure, absolutely sure, well, 95% sure, that a lot of INFJs are doing this. Because really, what happens in the beginning when we're first, you know, in the world and we're in our teens and our early 20s maybe even, we're like, all right, I'm going to mold myself, I'm going to change myself to fit in the world. But no matter what we do, we never do. We never fit in. And we're like, but I've changed myself so much. What else do I have to do here? Then we realize it's never going to happen. We'll never be able to change ourselves enough to fit in the world. So then we start trying to understand the world in order to fit ourselves better in that manner, or just to understand the world to realize, okay, I'm not going to fit in, ever. Why is that, right? Why is that the case? Why can't I fit in? What's going on here, right? And so we start understanding the world. We start creating theories about the world. How does the world work? Ah, it's filled with extroverts. Oh, I see. It's filled with sensors. Oh, I see. You know, people are living in a physical reality rather than an abstract reality. Oh, I see. This. And we start creating all these random theories. And of course, as I said, this isn't something that we start sharing with people. We don't need to. It's not meant for their ears. It's not meant to make other people understand us better. It's for us to understand the world better, to understand our place in the world better. To understand that, yeah, even if I don't fit in, there's a reason for it. There's no problem with that. I can still live in this world. I can still function in this world well enough so that I can keep on going through the days until, you know, my life ends and then I go on to the next reality. So it's basically literally about that. And I wanted to share this with you, even though this is a very abstract topic and maybe you're scratching your head thinking, what is she talking about? I hope not, though. I hope that you're able to see it and be like, yeah, that's exactly what I do. Because I really noticed that these theory-making tendency of ours is really literally how we're able to feel more comfortable in this world. And we shouldn't stop doing that. In fact, we should do more of that. Now, of course, I'm not saying that you spend all of your time in your head. I've said that many times before. Don't do that. Try to be in the real world, even though it's so hard. Talk to real people, not only the people in your head. But do spend some time every day or every week creating these theories, because it is very important for us, for our psyche, for our mental health, for our mental balance, to feel balanced in the world, to feel all right with the world, with being crazy and out of place and unique or whatever you want to call it. It helps a lot. So please keep on doing that. And if you have any theories that you've created, I would love to hear them. So please put them in the comment below. Again, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I hope that this video made sense to you. If it didn't, let me know. If it did, let me know. And I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.